typically the Rosh Hashiva will come in the middle, so I for sure will stop when the Rosh Hashiva comes in. I will start till the Rosh Hashiva is coming. He's a little bit delayed. It says in the parasha that we're going to read, I really want to explain a little bit a point that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paroi, "Kachatzoi salaylo ani yoytze b'teich Mitzrayim." The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Kachatzoi salaylo." The Gemara brings down that the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe that "Bechatzoi salaylo," he will kill all of the pchayrim, and Moshe Rabbeinu switched it and he said "Kachatzoi." And the Gemara says in Brachas Dafei, why Moshe Rabbeinu switched it and he said "Kachatzoi." Shemo yitu atstagninei paroi. Rashi explained, they will have a mistake. If we say Chatzois is 12:00, and they will think that Chatzois is 12:02, so they will be sure that Makas Pchoyres has to happen in 12:02, and Makas Pchoyres will happen in 12:00. So Yomru Moshe Badayu, Moshe is a shakran. And the Kashas, Bemele Moshe Rabbeinu changed, and he didn't say that the Rebbeinu Shalom said that Makas Pchoyres will happen exactly in Chatzois, will happen around Chatzois. It will really happen in Chatzois, exactly, but just in case the Mitzrim and their watch, they will look and they will think that it's not exactly the right time, they will not say Moshe is a shakir. And the question is, Amot Nezach, so Makas Pchoyres will not happen 12 o'clock, will happen 12:02. Moshe, you're a shakir. Shakir Naher, Shakir Nahin, all of the Pchoyres die. Well, you chop me in 2 minutes. There's a part of the Rebbeinu Shleilem wanted to say Bachatzois. Most of the Mitzrim Mistara will realize that Hashem was mamish, Mechaven, Reb Chaim says, was mamish Chatzois, they lived till Chatzois, and they died from Chatzois, was mamish exactly. Yivaldik Ezach, the Rebbeinu Shalom. And Moshe Rabbeinu switches it. Now the answer is, and this is Be'etzim the Hezber, and all of the parashas that we read this week, and next week, and also parashas B'Shalach. What Moshe Rabbeinu, what Paroi and all his people taught? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Dam is Dam, Tzfardea, Tzfardea, Kinim, Orev, Devil, Shechin. Moshe is right. And Paroi is, Ichbaleti Yisliboi, Ichbaleti Yisliboi, Ichbaleti Yisliboi. What Paroi thinks? What all the people think? Moshe is changing the world. Dam, Tzfardea, Kinim, Orev, Devil, Shechin. Everything is happening. No, it's not. It's yes. No, the argument was Be'etzim. Everyone, Mitzrayim was a country full with kshofim. Rashi says, kshofim atomach misle Mitzrayim. Everyone managed to make magic. This is a country full with magic. Moshe Rabbeinu came and said, listen, the Rebbeinu Shalom send me. I could do a magic. He throws the stick, they throw sticks. He makes blood, they make blood. So what is the fact? Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm a shliach of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And they say, magic? We also could do magic. We also could do magic. So Moshe says, yeah, but my magics are stronger, you know, my sticks eat your sticks, you know, I could do kinim. So they tell Moshe, okay, you're super magic. You know, we are magic, you're better from us. What was the argument? Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, I'm a shliach of the Rebbeinu Shalom. The reason I managed to make the magic so strong, because I'm the shliach of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And they claim, no, you're also as a witch, you know, you're the starker one. How you know the difference if it's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam or it's a magic? A magic happens almost. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam happens exactly. If Hashem says that something will happen, it happens exactly. When a person makes a magic, it's like the weather. They say, well, not rain, it rains. They say it rains, it doesn't rain. It almost, you know, around they could manage. But exactly what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, it has to happen. Lu Yitzuya. Makas Pchoyres happened in 12:02. Moshe, you mamish, you're amazing. You mamish, you killed all the Pchoyres, you knew Ben Tipa Le Tipa. We don't know how you did it. But it's not the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Hashem is exactly. The Mitzrim were dying the whole time. Moshe, we know you're very strong. You know, we know you're powerful. And, you know, unusual Koyches. But it's not the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, if I will say Bachatzois, it will happen 12:02, they will tell me, nay. It's not the right thing. It's not exactly. It's not the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's something we read in Tumah Parshas. Everyone knows that story. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Be no man on Shabbos." So, Dosan Ba'aviram, or some people, they left some man outside, and they know the birds came and ate it. You know, till now we have a kol satay to the birds. Everyone knows Shabbos Shira. We leave some bread to the birds. I want to ask you, think a second. Every morning, it's new man, 2 feet. In America, you know what I mean. 2 feet all over the Klal Yisrael, 2 feet of mon, shalosh parsois of, how much mon you think these people that kept for Shabbos, how much mon you think they had? They had the biggest warehouse. How much mon you had? A couple packages, in the middle of the night they went, a couple crumbs, you know, and the birds came and they ate it, and we're mamish thankful for the birds, because if not, you know, Klaisa will wake up in the morning and they will see, what they will see? No mon, a couple little crumbs. Every morning, 2 feet of mon, tal milamato, and they will get up, and you know, we're so grateful for the birds, bizayim azeh, we give the birds. The answer is, for sure, they didn't manage to keep so much mon. But they will tell Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, you're not enough, Yifu Hashem. You said it will not snow mon in Shabbos. Snow, even one drop. You're very strong, Moshe. You made a wish. You made a chanami. So you know when the weather brings them on, when the weather doesn't mean you know how to bring mon. You know, you tried to close the door, a couple of pieces managed to fall in Shabbos. That's Nishda Rabbeinu Shalaylam. The aside, the Emunah of Rabbeinu Shalaylam is that because when Hashem is the Yitzhar Ha'olam, it can't be a mistake. It happens exactly. If it happens a little bit different, Lemoshu, we see in this parsha, the Sfardain, they make power Meshuga, the Orev. Tell Moshe, just take them away. Moshe says, when? Tomorrow. Meshuga, say no! Lemoshu. Rashi says, he made him a line. You see, when the sun comes here tomorrow, Moshe, I want to take it away. You're yelling to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, I can't, these animals, I'm scared, you know, big lion. Just take them away. Moshe says, okay, when you want? Tomorrow. What's the pshat? The Torah says, Paro knows. I know, Moshe thinks he'll say now, right? I'll keep it tomorrow. Let me know if you could keep it one more day. I'll tell him tomorrow, 2 o'clock. I want to see if he could take it. Because this was the test. If in the Rabbeinu Shalom it happens exactly. Why it's like that? Because Emunah and Boira Olam, the Boira Olam, he's the Yitzhar Olam. He could do everything. Nothing stops him. He's the one that makes us to live. He's the one that makes us to breathe. He's the one that gives us koichas. Everyone knew that Moshe Rabbeinu has koichas. But the Yetzias Mitzrayim was to moichiach that this is the Ribbono Shel Olam. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is sholet on the teva. What is the limud that every person has to take out from these parshas? Some say that these parshas are the parshas from one of the Kubolim, but brought down. V'achakach yetzu b'ruchush godoil. You know, it says, Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu in the parsha, you know, ask them to ask from the Mitzrim, Klei Kesef v'Chrizov. The Gemara asks, why you have to ask them? So in the Kubolim state, that the real Rechush Gadol was the Emunah that Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. Aber Shelo Yomru, that they came out poorly, so let them to take also Klei Kesef v'Chrizov. The Emunah of Mitzrayim was, you know, everyone here believes in Beir HaOlam. Not even one person doesn't believe in Beir HaOlam. But everyone is a guy here that doesn't believe in Beir HaOlam. But the Moshe Klapi is Chavrusa, the problem. He's not so sure, but you know, Dear Taki, he thinks if he will do Epis, you know, Legabi the Rumit, he thinks if he will kick him out, maybe things will be better. Dear the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything else, but Klapi, if he's sick, only the doctor could help, and only the doctor in America could say what is the medicine, not even the doctor here. No, Beir HaOlam, Mishtalus, yeah, but he has to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made 10 makas that people will live. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the blood, controls the animal, controls the light, the dark, the every part. That people will live emunah. That the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's the Yoytzer HaKoil. He's the Yoytzer HaKoil. There's not even one thing without the Ribbono Shel Olam. But not almost. To believe almost in Beir HaOlam is garnish. The emunah in Beir HaOlam has to be such an emunah that the Ribbono Shel Olam could do exactly what he wants. And if he wants to be good for a person, all of the good will happen to him. And if he wants that something bad will happen to him, all of the bad will happen. And not that he almost could do it. And yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could help me, but here, you know, I have to smile a little bit. I have to speak a little bit Lashon Hara, and my friend, you know, will be friendly with me. I can't, man, if I will not answer Golish, if I will not pick up my head, if I will not. That's the Emunah in Beir HaOlam. And that's the Vikuach. We have such a Hakoras HaTorah, because if the birds will not eat the man, will be the whole Emunah of the man. Moshe Rabbeinu, he has the pull, he has the connection, he could make Moifsim. It's also, but it's Mishim Beir HaOlam. Moifsim almost happened, yeah? They said he will have his baby in a year, and has a year in a month. Yeah, it's a Moifsim, right? The Moifsim doesn't change if the guy managed to give the bracha and it almost happened. He said in a year you'll have a baby, it happened a year and a day. It's also a Moifsim, but it's not Beir HaOlam. Beir HaOlam is exactly. Beir HaOlam happens exactly. People have to die in Chatzos. If they will die a second before Chatzos, a second after Chatzos, Moshe lost the whole Emunah in Mitzrayim. Paroi says, Lemocho. I'm saying, if a person takes over these parshas And Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have be'etzem told Moshe Rabbeinu that they bring down a mashal that it says when the goyim asked, David HaMelech asked, Shlomo HaMelech asked, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Beit HaMikdash listen to the tefillos of the goyim. So it's brought down in the pasuk that he asked that when the goyim asked, do what they asked for. When the yidden asked, do what is good for them. Why? A goy, he comes, he thinks that this is good for him. If Hashem doesn't do it, he's very upset. A yid knows that the Ribbono Shel Olam takes care of him. He has to daven. The Moshe Rabbeinu said, let us go out of Mitzrayim right away. Umoz boi daber al paroi, hatzel lo yitzalto. Kadosh Baruch Hu could take Klal Yisrael out. But he knows we have to have 10 makas that were mashrish emunah and Klal Yisrael. So he didn't listen to what Moshe Rabbeinu said, we have to leave now. Hashem, you have to help me now. You know, Ribbono Shel Olam is good for us, but if he say the Rabbonim, this is the emunah and Bayra Olam. This is what a person has to believe. If a person takes it out during these days, and he takes out the emunah, he goes out rich and lucky and being besimcha b'siyata d'shmaya. Thank you.